This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Nobody would notice, and Hannah was like, "We're live," and I was like, "I am mopping up beer off official radio show surfaces with my top." Anyway, good start. Starts mean to go on.
Hey, we've got some
kitchen towels. Yeah, it's fine.
Perfect.
I'm already making a mess. Now I'll make a mess of your minds.
So, the boys earlier wanted to do this video thing called The Mannequin, which is apparently a trend that I was not aware of and I have no idea what's happening.
Oh, we're officially mid-30s now. We have no idea what the trends are.
I'm not mid-30s. I'm not even mid-20s. How dare you?
But,
so we just had to like sit in here frozen. But my eyes kept on trying to look at the song that was playing to be like, wait, are we live? Are we just going to like suddenly go live and we won't know and we'll just be like silent?
Also, looking at Hannah Witten and not being able to talk is a really confusing experience. I felt like I was on some kind of Soul Pancake video, you know, if you look into somebody's eyes for 4 minutes.
Oh, and then we fall in love.
Yeah.
Do we have to ask each other like really intense questions?
We can do that.
Should we look them
up? I'm ready.
We can look them up.
They're quite moving, actually. Mm. I don't know if I'm ready to expose myself like that.
Not on radio, anyway.
Not the time.
Oh, my God. Do you reckon if we answered the questions on radio, then everyone will fall in love with us?
Let's do it. It's the ultimate marketing plan.
Fall in love
it's
with us.
Like legal brainwashing. Let's mm-hmm. do it.
All right. But before we do that...
Before we fall in love. Let's live our lives a bit.
Do that, Lena. I thought would introduce you to the show. Okay. Let you know what's a happening. A hip hop a happening.
Hip hop 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 happening.
Hip hop bottomless.
Yeah.
My lyrics are bottomless.
And Hannah Whitman is topless.
What? That's not.
You can do that for like the 100th episode or something. Just do it topless.
But no one will know because it's radio.
Yeah. They'll be in love with you though, so it'll mean something.
Oh, that's adorable. Hey, here are my tits. It means something. I love you.
I'm there.
Okay, coming up on the show, we've got a bunch of games. We're going to be playing Innuendo or Innuendon't, Shit or Twitter, The Fuck You Say, Mate, Songs About Sex, and Drunk Advice Live.
Woo!
Lena yes. has the privilege of being one of the two hosts of an episode of Drunk Advice where I vomited afterwards.
Just to add to my privilege, I've got white privilege.
And Hannah vomited in my saucepan.
It's all good. I'm quite impressed.
I was moved. I was a good vomiting drunk that
yeah.
night.
When people vomit on me, it's always a trust experience, I think, because I don't just vomit on anyone, you know.
Well, I was just sat on your bed and I just went, Lena, I'm going to need a bucket.
And I provided one. I was ready.
Thank you.
It's fine. Once I was at university and I vomited in the sink and I was so inexperienced at cleaning, I wasn't really sure how to clean it. So I just covered it with a towel.
Classic.
It might have been about 5 or 6
That's
days.
Disgusting. Ew. 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 How did no one notice
it? I find
it
if you wet the towel, though, the smell doesn't eke out as bad.
Oh, my God. Okay, Lena, mm-hmm. this is your first time on my radio show.
It is.
And I need to... like induct you. Is
okay.
that the right word? Induct. Yeah.
It's either that or induce. That's quite the right one.
Okay, so one of the games that we play is related to Urban Dictionary. Oh my God, I can't reach the keyboard from here. I'm like, I've got such short
arms. We're just such tiny people living in an adult world.
Living in an adult world, jeez. Okay, so we're going to search your name on Urban Dictionary and see what the Urban Dictionary.
Okay, so
is.
I've been listening to this show and I was really, really... I don't know if anybody's thought about doing this.
Fan
girl. And I don't know if anybody else has done this, but I was really tempted to do my own Urban Dictionary entry. And then thumbs it up
name.
A lot from loads of accounts and then it would come to the top and be like,
that would take
Lena is
so
a famous
long.
YouTuber and also has a doctorate in awesome.
You don't have a doctorate?
Not yet.
Are you gonna? I reckon out of all my friends, you're most likely to have a PhD.
pretty huge dick. Can you see it through my trousers? Is my brain showing? Clearly not then.
Stop
from
it.
The answer, I think I've relegated myself.
Okay, I've seemed to, in my attempt to move the keyboard, have unplugged it. Oh, wait, no, it's working. It was just like, it's
Hannah
just...
Witten unplugged from the keyboard.
From the keyboard.
No control.
There we go, it's working. But your name is... you've got like 3 different names.
Depends. Oh, I do. I moonlight as many people.
Anyway, let's do Lena first because that's what you
okay,
go as
let's see
now.
Let's just pick one for myself.
This is
maybe
your reincarnation as Lena.
Yeah, it's me. Rebrand.
Do you want to read out your name meaning?
I've got one of those coughs coming that might be a burp, so I'm sorry if that does happen.
It's happened before.
You never know.
Don't worry.
Okay, so the top definition for Lena is one of the most rad women in the universe. I think this is an American person. I am rad. rad women in the universe due to her bootylicious bod and sultry voice.
Ooh.
Not to mention the twinkle in her eye and sexy smile despite the 2 E's. See pronunciation guide.
What? I don't
We're
know.
Fighting against the 2 E's.
Despite the 2 E's.
Because I'm not Lena Dunham. I'm 1 E up from that, mate.
Yeah, but she still pronounces it the same way.
Yeah.
And then the example is, damn, you look fine. You must be named Lena. Do you want to do your that. Full name?
Yeah, let's do it. Kathleen with a K.
Kathleen.
Yeah. It's Irish due to my heritage.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll read this one.
Okay.
The most beautiful girl in the world. She is perfect in every way and is liked by all. She is loving and caring and will always be there for you. She is gorgeous and sexy. If you happen to come across one, don't let her go. I know I won't. And then the example phrase is, my girlfriend, Kathleen.
That's me! I'm so excited.
Whose girlfriend are you? Oh my God, but the name of the account who entered it is called Your Boyfriend Luke.
Luke, find me! Come on!
Do you know any Lukes?
No, I don't. But this often works because I did tweet about 6 months ago that I wanted to write a best-selling novel and I'd wanted to base it on experience. I wanted to date somebody called Will and then break up with him. And then Will found me and asked me on a date.
Yeah, but you went on two dates.
The one is actually the most dramatic breakup I can write about. So Luke, maybe you're the one.
Maybe yeah. You're the one anyway, she can write about.
Yeah, the best-selling novel is going to be called Losing the Will.
Lol.
I think it's funny.
I like it. I like it. Okay, guys, for drunk advice later, it's going to be live on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. So you can actually visually watch that. And we're drinking beers. Cheers, mate.
Yep. To Peroni and all that's sailing her.
Ding, 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 ding. Please sponsor me, Peroni.
Yeah. Well, make sure you don't throw up this time. That's the plan.
No, it's fine. I actually got quite drunk last night.
Whoops. Excellent. Where were you?
Fantastic Beasts premiere. And then I went for a drink.
Was it good?
Or two afterwards.
A lot of people are very nervous about this. How was it?
I can say. I guess it's out on Friday, isn't it?
You can just do a noise. Noise review.
Noise would be like, ooh.
Okay. Okay, just a little woot.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little owly
hoot.
Just
a little hoop.
A tickle. Okay.
Also, did you see the video of Eddie Redmayne just like talking about Hufflepuffs?
No.
Oh my God, you'd love it. Can we do, oh my God, we can play it. I don't know. I'll figure out how to play it because you guys will be able to hear the audio.
But me and Hannah are both Hufflepuffs. We're very, very passionate about it.
It's so good. It's so good. Because obviously Newt Scamander, mm-hmm. who's the protagonist in the Fantastic Beasts movies, is a Hufflepuff. Mm. And I was saying to a friend today, I was just like, I'm just really happy to see Hufflepuff representation.
Yeah.
The fact that there's a main character in the Wizarding World.
The narrative's been skewed when the Gryffindors are leading. You know, that's an unreliable narrator.
They've had 8 films with the 3 main characters all being Gryffindors. I'm like, I'm done.
You're like, no. Like, we're ready for
now. We've got the Hufflepuff diversity.
Amen. Testify. I like it.
But yeah, if you want to get in touch throughout the show, just in general, or if you have questions for drunk advice, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email us at hannah@fubarradio.com. And so we can say hi during the show, and then also towards the end, we'll be able to answer your burning advice questions.
The word burning questions makes it sound like it's an STI.
Yeah, I realised that as soon as I said burning twice. Does it burn when you pee? That was a legit question.
Oh no, I'm fine. I'm clear.
I'm clear. I got tested a couple weeks ago. I'm all good.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy peeing. Sometimes I drink just to pee.
What? You're weird.
It's really relaxing.
No.
Yeah, no.
Like, peeing is relaxing, but what if you do that? Would you?
What
only
if I get used to it and then do it in public? Oh
no! But what if you? Do you only ever do that when there is a toilet near you?
Yeah, if I get from at home and I just fancy, you know, relaxing, I'm just going to drink a pint of water. Why do you think my skin's so great?
Oh my God! I love you. This is great.
Good. I'm going to be single forever, aren't I, Han?
Luke.
Oh yeah, Luke.
Come find.
Well, if you're ready, come and get it.
Na 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 na
na na na na.
Psst. Is that you
all down my leg?
Come and get the pee.
Yeah, no, it's really stressful. Sometimes I get that thing where, have you ever walked past a really warm heater and it's only ankle level and your ankles just get warm? And to me, that is like, oh my God, I've peed myself. You know, when you're a kid and you're like, oh no, I'm in trouble.
Anyway. But not on the thigh, surely.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I only realise when it got to ankles. You never know.
You never know, guys. I've never experienced that sensation. I did once when I was like 5 years old. I peed myself on purpose because I was lying on our like wooden floor doing some colouring in, needed to wee, and I kind of thought, I can't be bothered getting up and going to the toilet. And then so I had that thought, and then I also had the thought,
I'm still young enough that my parents won't be mad at me if I pee myself.
Let's find out whether I've really hit that adult level.
Where is the threshold? I was 5 and I was thinking like, they can't get mad at me. I'm still a child, even though I'm potty trained.
That's so
I'm
meta.
Still a child. I love it.
So wherever you're in narrative, you're like, no, I can still get to play this character. Here we go.
So I just like apathy. Peed myself on the floor whilst lying on the floor. It felt so good. And then I just went, oh, Mom, Dad, I peed myself. And they were like, oh, it's okay, Hannah. Like, it's all right. Oh, and I was just like,
I love you. I feel like you've always been you. Do you know what I mean? Some people change a lot. I'm like, no, Hannah has literally just been this, but smaller. Like a long history of no shame.
Yeah, basically.
Long history.
Long history of no shame.
Yeah.
I can't believe
it. I love it.
All right, we're going to play a song. This is one that you chose.
It is. Okay, I have been... So, is anybody else, tweet us if you are, doing NaNoWriMo.
Oh, I wanted to talk about that, actually.
So, this is my anthem for the month because it's all about leaving a club and going home to your loved one. Apart from my loved one, it's my work. So, I'm like, nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should.
I need to...
I've got somebody at home.
Why don't we just listen to the actual
novel
song?
At home.
Nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. It's been a long night here and a long night there, and these long, long legs are damn near everywhere. Hold up, now you look good, I will not lie, but if you ask where I'm staying tonight, I gotta be like, oh baby, no baby, you got me all wrong, baby, my baby's already got all of my love. So no, no, honey, I'm good, I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. Stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true. I will stay true. I will stay true. Now, better men than me have failed. Drinking. If I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay. No, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I will stay true.
So, how is NaNoWriMo going? Wait, should we explain what NaNoWriMo is?
Yeah, so NaNoWriMo mm-hmm. is National Novel Writing Month. So, basically, the challenge
is... Which is November.
Which is November. And every year, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people all over the world all decide to write a whole bloody novel in
50,000 words.
Mm-hmm. 50,000 words in 30 days. Can it be done? Let's find out. I actually did do it last year.
You did.
I did. I reached it through lots of antisocial nights. And
but that book's still not finished yet.
I did not finish it. I'm sorry. There's just a lot to say.
She wrote 50,000 words, but you need to like edit.
Oh yeah, yeah, they were completely indecipherable. Has anybody, have you heard of a website called Write or Die?
I think you told me about it.
So basically,
it.
It's a website. I recommend it. So if anyone wants to go on Write or Die, basically, you have to keep writing and you have to write. You can set yourself, say, 500 words in 20 minutes. And then you have to write. And if you don't write, it starts playing the sound of babies crying. The screen starts going red. You get
does
like
it
nails
save
on
your work,
black.
Though?
It does. Okay. But there is a setting where you can put it. So if you stop writing, it starts deleting what you've written.
Oh, my God.
So you have to just keep writing. It's amazing. So a lot of it is just that. It's just thought process. But it's all good. One day you'll read it.
But you're writing another book now. This NaNoWriMo.
I'm writing another one. It's a non-fiction this is your, book.
Can you talk about it? Because I want to hear more about it.
I don't want to talk about it. Because, you know, you're like, it could actually be a good idea. And then I have no staying power, so I might not see it through. And then somebody else just go and write it. But it is born from my anger of politics and Brexit and stuff like that. But it's more of like a thought idea-y kind of mm-hmm. book. So we'll see. I don't really have, you know, I have opinions but no facts. So I'm
but
like the
that's,
worst
that's
kind
where
of...
where you start.
I'm basically a journalist, really, aren't I, at this point?
You're basically just your average voter.
Yeah, exactly. Average Joe Anna. Oh, there's a thing. Why is it always the average Joe?
Because patriarchy.
It's still here.
So, yeah. What's happening with the other one, though? What's happening with the NaNoWriMo?
I'll finish it eventually. Yeah? I will finish it, yeah. I just don't have, you know, any of that big leisure time. And I tend to get drunk a lot. So all the nights that I'm like, oh, I'm going to finish that, I find myself an angel at 3 a.m. throwing up on myself.
How often has that happened?
I mean, like, maybe a few times.
Wow.
It happened last week.
Good.
Yeah, but it's cool. That's what your 20s are about.
I'm trying to remember the last time I vomited from alcohol.
Yeah. I think that's the problem because I think we're both quite extroverted. Hmm. And like writing is quite
says
an introvert.
You're not. You're an
we're
introvert.
Mid-trovert. What do you think I am though? Because I actually do love people. But you finished your book, all right?
Yeah, I stopped
do you have any
seeing
tips
people.
For me? I saw you, bits of you.
I just designated time, but I wrote 50,000-60,000 words over 2.5 months, not 1 month.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Did you enjoy it, though? You did.
Actually, I'm just eating. Sorry, guys. You can hear my chew.
It's cool. I'm like, Hannah.
But today, I just got sent the first mock front cover of it. I can show you later,
are you allowed
Lena.
To, yeah. Do you like it? Are you allowed to say if you like it or not? You just want to...
I do like it, but yeah. I obviously have... Like, it's the first one they've sent me.
No,
so I can
be like
oh,
eight rounds
about
of
this,
tweets.
The, yeah, exactly. No.
Each cover that you see in W.A. Smith has, like, about 8 covers behind it that could have been the cover.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do not settle for the first one they give you.
I'm waiting for an age where you can just go online and you can pick what cover you want for the front of your book and then it gets sent to you.
Wouldn't that what be cool? do you mean? Like,
so, like,
any
if you're
book?
Buying a book. So if I was like, I want to buy Hannah's book. I've got 4 options. What colour do I want it to be? Wouldn't that be cool?
Wow.
Would that be
But then
weird?
Think of the, like... You wouldn't be able to mass
it
print books.
It would be shareable.
You wouldn't be able to mass print books.
You can. There are like vending machines for books now.
With different covers?
Yeah, in Japan. They're ahead
of course.
Of course. Damn it, Japan.
I want to Google it.
You have everything we want.
Book vending machines.
Yeah. You can order the kind of book you want.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are we reading at the moment, Lena?
What am I reading at the moment?
No, what are we reading at the moment?
Well, we're reading later. How far through are you?
I'm like 200 pages in.
Oh, I'm 202 and I've given myself a little holiday.
Do you not like it?
Well, the thing is, I read in the mornings on the way to work on the tube. And just, yeah. I feel like
a paedophile.
Yes.
There's something about reading Lolita in public that makes me feel inherently dirty. And I don't know what it is. I'm just like... Why is everyone looking at me?
It's such
What's
a confusing
on?
Reading experience because yeah. I wasn't expecting it to be so much in first person. And so
yeah,
immersive.
But then he like switches to third. Anyway.
I feel like I should start my day with yoga or breakfast. I shouldn't start it with paedophilia.
No.
It's not a good way to start
Have
a day.
Have you... It's about maybe where you're up to as well. Mm. There's one of the chapters he just ends with... I can't remember the exact phrasing and like or what he was talking about before, but it's like about their kind of like... daily routine and like what they're doing and stuff, and he just says, and then it ends with her crying and like just her sobs after he feigns sleep, and I'm just like
I feel like people at work are like, why are you so glam? I'm like, I'm reading Lolita. And they're like, just stop reading it. And I'm like, no. And it's really hard to explain to people. It's like, you don't have to do the book club. And I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah, we do.
I fundamentally believe in it.
Banging book club. Fundamentally believe in the book
club. I'm like, no, it's just part of who I am now. I couldn't do without it.
No, this is true.
But yeah. So if you guys have any suggestions for sex books, do tweet them at me or Hannah. Because we need to make a list for next year, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We've got a meeting set up next month with me, Lena and Lucy.
Yeah.
The three of us together for a whole day.
It's like an away day, isn't it?
It's basically us being like, okay, Banging Book
exercises.
Club 2017 plans and thoughts and everything.
Yeah. Mood board. I think we should get a mood board.
Season 2. Oh my God, can we?
Yeah. It would just be full of vaginas. We'll just print off loads of different pictures of vaginas. The mood is vagina.
Put that in your flat. When are you going to have a flat warming?
Soon. I will have one. Maybe December feels very busy.
It's maybe Christmas, January. Christmas.
But then in January, you always face the problem of everyone being doing dry January.
Fuck those people. Could you ever do it? I always think if I would ever like give up alcohol for like a day.
I feel like it's easy for me to say though because I don't really get that nervous in front of people. I think if I was more introverted. I think I am introverted, but I think... You know, I'm okay at a party without alcohol. As long as I've got sugar. The other great one.
I love alcohol.
But yeah. Yeah. Do you think you could ever do that?
I don't know.
We could try.
Oh, actually, I did go a week without it once.
How was that?
It's fine. Like, it was just like...
just like, cool.
Just like, okay.
Yeah, well, at first we did Banging Book Club with alcohol, didn't we?
And actually, it's still not off the cards.
Yeah, that's true. We still do have it, but we did used to get a bit too tiddly.
We did.
And then I'd be editing the episode just like, what are we even saying?
It'd be mostly me just being like, shut up guys, okay, back on track. I've become just the bossy.
Yeah, you're focused even when you're drunk. You're just like, no, we have a task.
I've discovered recently that I'm basically a mum.
Okay.
Like I saw Melanie last night, mm-hmm. and I'm such a mum around her, but Melanie is also kind of incapable.
Yeah. And I think if you're somebody that is a little bit incapable like me, if you find a mum type that fits with you that you're willing to bow to, then you just become more incapable. But like, don't worry, mum will sort it out.
But also like travelling with Mel, mm-hmm. she just has no idea about directions and just doesn't. And so I'm very much like, have you got your keys? Have you got this? Like da 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 blah blah blah. I'm like that. And there's certain people that bring it out of me, and Melanie is definitely one of them.
She's one of the ones that's
I just become such a mum.
It's quite nice, though. I think it's protective.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
It's basically me being like, I want you to have a good time. And so here are all the necessary precautions. And then, once you've got this safety blanket, then the good time can commence.
Like, I'm going to draw a little bit of a white line around the fun. And then when we've got our boundaries set, go on. Have some fun.
It's not about that. It's more foundation. It's like a cushion lining.
Mm. It's all good. Have you found pictures of the book vending machine?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. She's got no staying power.
Images.
Girl.
Yeah.
Very important. But look! Isn't it magical?
Wow.
If you're listening along, do Google it.
Book vending machine.
It's the promised land.
Google image.
You know.
Google image. That shit.
It's great. It's great. I love it.
I love books.
Yeah, I know. Imagine maybe one day you can just put your head in one of these kiosks and then it would just print out your thoughts.
So kind of like a pensive.
Yeah. This is why I can't sleep, because I just think about stuff like that. It's like, why are you on Twitter at 2 in the morning?
I think I'm a bit of a basic bitch because I don't think shit like that.
Don't you ever just sit there and think about death?
Like, I think about people I love dying and then cry.
Oh no, that's a bit too... Let's not get specific.
Okay.
I think it's more, you know, general stuff. Don't think about that. That's very sad.
Today, just like walking here, I was crossing the road and I just kind of was like, oh, what if I just got hit by a car just then and I just died?
I do that.
On the way.
Yeah.
And then, I wonder what they would have to say on the radio to be like, oh, sorry, it's cancelled this week. And that goes through my head.
That's the kind of... I mean... It doesn't do to dwell,
does it? Happy Wednesday evening,
Do you
guys.
Know what, though? I feel like at my funeral, it would be fine. If I got hit by a car and it was a surprise, I think that'd be cool. You know, everyone's like, okay, she didn't see it coming. This is what she did with her life, blah, blah. If I was somebody who every day was like, I think I'm going to get hit by a car today, and then I did, the funeral would be worse. Because everyone would be like, that's that girl that always thought she'd be hit by a car.
Look at her now.
Look at her go. Anyway, this took a turn for the depressing.
Oh, let's play a song.
Yeah,
let's play a song.
Have we got a happy song coming?
I don't know. Find out. Got-
I'm a stupid whore and a fidget bitch. Can you make up your mind and tell me which is which? Now I get it. You think I'm ugly. Yeah, tell your friends how you never wanted none of me. You're trying to tell me sexism doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then what the fuck is this? How many boys will it destroy? How many girls and boys will it annoy?
fashion. I'm looking for a magazine. I want to find some real cool bands, but the music magazines and the real cool bands are in the male section and the magazines are men's stands. You're trying to tell me sexism doesn't exist? If it doesn't exist, then what the fuck is this? How many boys will it destroy? How many girls and boys will it?
Once again, I'm eating when the song finishes.
Nom, 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 nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom.
You're getting spawned, Hannah.
Nom, nom,
spawned
nom.
By all the food.
Doritos.
Yeah. Like, how would you review the Doritos out of 10?
So good. 10. 10 out of 10.
Amazing.
What flavour are they?
They are chili, the chili ones, the red ones.
Oh, yeah.
Chili heat wave.
Go hard or go home.
This is Adam, everyone.
Hello.
Hey! Woo! Adam is replacement producer Natalie today.
Yeah, I'm temping.
Temping my life away.
How do you fare with, like, I'm still just chewing. How do you fare, Adam, with the rude and the crude and the dirty and the sexy?
Love it.
Okay, great. Perfect. Welcome.
You are fit to temp, then you can stay.
You've got the job.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lena, we're going to play a game of innuendo or innuendo.
Let's do it. Or let's don't it.
Hey! I love it. Oh, Lena's gotten really into puns recently, guys, and I can't handle it.
Like, it's lots of puns. Lots of pun.
Stop it.
Such fun.
Like, stop it. You were never into puns in just, like, the last month. You're, like, so into puns.
I don't know. Yeah, no. I think it's kind of all the political rhetoric that's going around. I just like the simple joys. The simple things. You know what I mean? Like people in the war really like gardening. Because, you know, you just want the simple things. Puns.
Okay, sure. Anyway, innuendo or innuendo. Is a game where Adam has found some phrases and words on Urban Dictionary and he's going to read them out to us, and then we have to guess if it's an innuendo, i.e. sexual, or an innuendon't,
okay,
non-sexual.
Could it just potentially just mean nothing? Have you got any ones in there that mean nothing at all?
No, they all mean something.
Oh, okay.
Something. Yeah.
Cool.
Something. Yeah. Something sexual or non-sexual.
Something sexual or non-sexual.
Yeah. And we need to buzz in with sounds that we make from our mouths. So what do you want your buzzer to be, mate?
Oh, can I make a really...
That was great.
Do you know what? Ooh. No, actually, I used to do this at uni a lot outside people's doors.
Okay, that's going to take you a while. I'm going to stick with your original... Ooh, that's going to be mine.
Ooh. That's yours?
That's mine.
Okay, yours is mine.
That's so disgusting.
If anyone wants to do it at home, basically, you pull your cheeks apart and then let them go, and it sounds like a really rude sound. So I used to do it outside people's doors that I think had just got laid. I just, like, go outside the door and go...
That's disgusting. I've never done it with both cheeks. I've only ever done it with one, so it's just sound... Because... If you just do it with one, it slaps against your jaw a bit more and it sounds like a really heavy, like, hard wank.
There you go, guys.
Wait, no, hold on.
This is going on some weird ASMR site, isn't it? Somebody's going to rip that down. And... Anyway.
I'm so sorry. Right, number one. First one.
I love that noise. Right, no. Maintain strokes.
Maintain stroke. Ooh.
Go on, Hannah.
I think it's an innuendo.
Yeah?
Okay, right.
What do you think it means?
I have no idea. Maintain strokes. Okay, strokes as in, like, are we talking about, like, sexual strokes? Like, in the, I don't know, like, strokes as in, like, a pattern. What are you doing, mate?
I was just
I'm
burping.
Still just chewing.
On the DL.
You can't burp, though. I don't know. I just thought it was sexual, but I didn't think that far ahead as to what it means. Any help, Lena?
You can
just jump in at any point, though.
Maintaining strokes might be somebody who can actually, like, touch your clit while having sex with you for more than 2 minutes.
Wow. Oh, yeah, strokes on
somebody
a clit.
Somebody follow through.
I don't know why we need a phrase for that, though, because I don't think it's a real thing.
You are quite close.
Keeping going, keeping it up, mm-hmm. maintaining stamina.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking, it is sexual, you're right on being sexual.
But maintaining an erection.
Maintaining an erection is correct.
Uh-huh.
But
more
it's...
More specific than that.
But more specific than that is when you're doing it solo.
Oh, okay.
The strokes, the motion of the ocean.
Now I have a word for that. I've been trying to explain. It's so good to be given the language.
Mm. I wonder how that would work for someone with a clit, though.
We'll work it out. We'll report back.
Like maintaining wetness? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, who knows?
The next one is turkey tap.
Oh, no. A Dorito fell on the floor.
Okay. Okay, innuendo.
Dough.
Innuendo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
So you're thinking it's sexual?
Yeah, can you say it again?
Turkey tap.
Okay, oh so God. Turkey basters, right? So I'm going in that direction. But I think it's when you've lubed your own dick up, but then you're upside down, so it starts dripping off.
See, my head went to the fact that some people, like poor women who have only seen... porn vaginas, mm-hmm. and they look at their own vagina and they're like, my labia looks like a turkey, like the gobble gobble bit.
Okay. So I was going for gobble gobble bit. Do you know what's worse is I've never heard that, but I know exactly what she's talking about. Exactly.
Oh. So you went for penis and I was like, I think this is not a vagina. Because I hear turkey and I think vag.
He's right.
No, well,
is it not about genitals?
Lena, you're actually both wrong.
That figures.
Yes.
Do you want
the answer?
No, clues.
Okay. Okay, it is something that normally men or boys, should we say, do to each other in the playground when they...
Sword fight.
So close.
Oh.
But it's sort of when you want to hurt your mate and so you...
Kick him in the dick.
Yeah.
Ah,
so close.
In
yes.
the balls.
What? Yeah.
What was it called? A turkey tap. Turkey tap.
Oh, is that because when you kick
the gobble gobble is the testicles. Gobble gobble is testicles.
What? Gobble gobble gobble
gobble gobble. You know it's bit of the turkey's neck.
Oh, I don't think I'm ever gonna have sex again.
Gobble gobble, you know, gobble gobble.
I'm suddenly feeling very, very not heterosexual.
The next one is. Outer course.
Is that where you have... Oh, wait. Oh.
Hannah.
Okay, so... Innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, they're all sexual this week.
Mm. The last one was non-sexual. Turkey tap.
Oh,
yeah. Turkey tap wouldn't be called sexual.
Oh, yeah. That was,
I think it's displaying
really
some
get,
sort of curiosity yeah. and violence.
Unless you're really into getting your nuts slapped about.
I'm pretty sure Freud would have something to say about that.
I think... Wait, what was it again?
Outer course.
Okay, dry humping. Like when you have sex with clothes on.
Correct.
Oh my God!
You win! Yay! I thought it might have been when somebody doesn't want to have sex with you. It's like, oh,
get
that
out!
Did that guy not go on a second date with you? No, we're totally home with outer course right now.
Yeah. Pretty much the opposite of intercourse is with your clothes on. Sex with your clothes
fucking
on.
Fucking killing go. It. Do you reckon like, you could still actually have sex with clothes on? So like... boxers and dick kind of go in the vagina.
Does that count if there's material? I mean, it's kind of like a condom.
I know, but if she's got knickers on too, then it's not going anywhere.
Anyway. It's literally what me and Hannah talk about anyway. It's no different. It's weird there's mics between us.
And people listening.
I know.
Butt toe.
Butt toe.
I mean, innuendo. Who hasn't go asked on. For that? Toe up the butt.
A toe of the butt.
Just make sure there's no little nail varnish on the toe. Sorry.
I don't apologize.
I think I've been too much myself here, haven't I?
That's incorrect. But I know what you mean, though. But yeah, no, it's incorrect.
Is it sexual, though?
It is non-sexual.
Non-sexual butt toe. Is it when your toe looks like a butt or when your butt looks like a toe?
You've never seen a toe that looks like a butt.
I don't know.
At least it looks like two toes.
It's like a camel toe.
Oh, butt toe.
Oh, so it's like when your leggings get tucked into your butt.
And your arse. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not. Yeah. Is that not sexual?
Well, depends what you're into. But
wedgies.
I'm super into wedgies.
Love it.
Right, should we go for the next one?
Yeah. Is this the last one?
No, we've got two more.
Two more!
Hannah wants to know if it's a tiebreaker. She's like, yeah. Is this the last one? Because then I'll really try.
I've not been keeping points. I've no idea what's going on.
I think you've just got a point.
Yes, you're winning.
I'm winning! Yeah. Fuck you, Lena, I'm winning.
1-0.
Okay.
I don't need to win to feel beautiful.
Old slippers.
Ooh.
Hannah?
I'm going to say this is an innuendo, because it sounds so non-sexual that it must be sexual.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, old slippers. I've no idea.
You've got to know before you bust.
Nah, mate. It's just getting in there. Go on, help out, though.
Old slippers.
Help out. Old slippers.
So,
You put your foot in old slippers, but they're kind of smelly and gross and broken. Yeah. Is it like an old condom?
Or is it like if you have sex with somebody who's in an old folks' home?
Oh, my God.
Or, like, I throw my old slippers in the bin. Is it having sex in a bin?
No.
Okay. Is it having sex with an ex?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you're very, very close on that one.
Okay, does it involve having sex with an ex?
Yes. It involves having sex with an ex.
Always more... And then they kept your slippers from last time, and then you had sex with them to steal back your slippers.
I mean, do you take your slippers round to your partner?
Speaking of experience, Hannah.
So, I have a box of crunchy nut cornflakes at my ex's house.
And you're still really not okay about it. I bet he's eating them, Hannah.
No!
While crying. No! I bet he didn't put milk on them. Tears into just the put milk. Tears, salty, salty
diluted
tears.
Milk.
That's a good image, actually. Yeah,
we'll get them back for you, don't worry.
I actually saw him recently. I should have asked if he saw
I should have gone around and be like, I've had his friend and we're here to get her cornflakes.
Shall I text him now?
I'm on her side.
Shall I text
I'm
him?
I'm with her. Hashtag.
I'm with her. Oh, no. Oh. I'm going to text him.
What are you going to text him?
Hi,
I'm a librarian. Give him a cornflakes
back. I just thought this might be funny.
Hannah doesn't let anything slide.
The last time I texted him, I propositioned him for sex, and he was like, nah.
So you're like, how about just cornflakes? Not an innuendo. It's an innuendo.
Do you have my cornflakes? Anyway, what was it?
So, Do you not even want to win? Are you just going to text your ex during this game?
Old slippers. The genitals of a past significant other that after consideration and comparison are the ones you love the most. Like a pair of comfy old slippers.
God. That has made me a little bit emotional. No. Maybe that's not my feelings.
Oh, now I feel weird for texting him.
Old cornflakes is different.
Old cornflakes is very different. They're temporary. Yeah, you just eat them.
Oh, that's quite moving. I like that.
It's not well, I guess it is kind of sexual, but also...
I'm going to put that in my wedding vows.
Don't.
You are my old slippers.
Who that'd be then. Luke, her future boyfriend.
You're like, oh, Luke.
The last one is cologne crock pot.
Oh.
Go on.
Okay.
Go on, you do it.
Lena?
It's always more fun to say innuendo, isn't it? Yeah. Even if you don't think it's true. So it's twin crock pot. Yeah.
Go, keep going.
No, yeah, that's no, what it. That's
wait,
what
twin crock pot. What was it?
No. Cologne.
Cologne. That was it. Cologne.
Not colon.
So say the phrase again.
Cologne crock pot. No. Yeah. Cologne crock pot.
Cologne crock pot. Okay. I think this is when you have sex.
Oh, sorry. No, I was wrong. It's colon crock pot. Colon crock pot.
Okay.
Not cologne.
Oh, okay.
I had it wrong.
So it's like semicolon, like a colon.
Yeah.
Okay. With that. Anyway. So the crock pot bit. Mm-hmm. Is that to do with somebody who wears Crocs? So if you have sex with somebody who wears Crocs?
No.
And they also smoke pot?
No. Not at all.
Okay. Hannah,
not
have you got any ideas?
Close.
No, but
Hannah's just texting your ex-boyfriend. It seems to be getting heated.
He said, haha, no, you took them back with you when you went home that morning. Why?
Lies. Whatever.
And I'm like, I did? But I think I went straight from his to a friend's house to
you
film.
You obviously too heartbroken.
So maybe I left it at the friend's house. No, we were still happy and together. When
I will buy you some cornflakes. Don't even worry about it. Crunchy nut, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think the crock pot. So I'm not right. Am I wrong?
No, you're completely wrong.
Okay.
No, you're completely wrong. Do you want to...
Yeah. What is it? Okay, cologne crock pot. Have you said it's sexual or non-sexual?
It's non-sexual.
Non-sexual. Is it when you're on the tube and everyone reeks of your ex? Is that everyone's got the same cologne?
Ooh,
and then you're just like, you feel like you're in a cologne
crock pot.
My ex used to wear Lynx Africa, so everybody smells hate it.
No. No, it's not that.
Has it got like the sentence that it comes with?
Yes.
The context.
Yes, it does.
What is the context?
Everything seemed to be cooking in the colon crock pot for dinner. Will be served shortly in the spare bathroom.
In the spare bathroom? Has it got something to do with the bathroom then?
Yeah.
Is it the cabinet where you keep your cologne?
No,
is it a toilet?
No, it's colon.
Do we give
colon.
Up?
Oh, why am I still thinking cologne? I wasn't listening. I was texting my ex.
She was trying to make something happen. Oh. Don't blame Hannah. She was trying to love again.
I have hope, guys.
What's wrong with hope? Should we give up?
No, wait. It's the toilet. It's a shitter.
No. Oh. Do you want the answer?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so it's when you have been holding in a poo, basically, for like about 48 hours, and your farts lead to the indication that something's not right.
Got it.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll use that now.
Sexual.
Yeah.
I think that's one sexual. Why wasn't that? Yeah. Should have been sexual. Woo! That was Innuendo and Innuendo. Not sure who won there.
I think you did.
I think Hannah, you won.
Sure, if you get your cornflakes back, you definitely won.
I'll take it.
And I... He doesn't
took the most
seem
away
to
from
think
this.
That I have...
I'm really confused.
That's why you
now.
Broke up. Because he's two differences of opinion. He You're thinks like, that you don't, he doesn't have your cornflakes. You think you do.
All right. Okay. Next, this is going to be something that is definitely sexual. Actually, I don't know if it's definitely sexual, but Lena picked a song about sex.
Yeah.
Is it about sex?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I think we should listen to the lyrics and analyse it afterwards. It's my favourite song
about
sex.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh.
That's the game.
Sorry. I don't invent the wheel, you know. Sorry.
Okay. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah. So this is Nizloppy Extraordinary.
No, 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 no. Now, 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 now. She draws my very depths from me in moments of astounded ecstasy. Why would I stop her getting next to me? I just love her whole heart, they're sexing me. Whoa, my love is collecting me. Fields of roses and kissing me openly. She's God, she's accepting me. The whole field, late June, getting wet for me. I love what she sweats from me, laughing as we melt in infinity. Perfect, elegant boobs like a Da Vinci. I can't wait till she shows me her BlackBerry. Turn out the lights, switch off the telly. We're making love extraordinary. Switch up our phones, still closer to me. We can make life extraordinary. Turn out the lights, switch off the telly. We're making love extraordinary. Switch up our phones, still closer to me. We can make life, we can make life. Got tonight, yow. God knows, but she gets to me. I'm Colonel Mustard with the horn in the refectory. Laughter and laughter, no destiny. You ride a bike and read Wilkes, so it's meant to be. Love, you know I'm just glad to be singing. Because yesterday I was as blue as George Galloway, investing in the false hope of my ego and not nesting in my heart's festivity. The song that you're giving me, inner light will set you free from false captivity. Wake up your heart to being a voice that is seeing what you and me can be in love. Turn out the lights, switch off the telly. We're making love extraordinary. Switch off our phones, draw closer to me. We can make life extraordinary. Turn out the lights, switch off the telly. We're making love extraordinary. Switch off our phones, draw closer to me. We can make life extraordinary. And you and me can open up our hearts just by being by ourselves, my love. You and me can overcome the pain just by feeling all the world tonight inside. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Turn out the lights, switch off the telly. We're making love extraordinary. Switch off our phones, draw closer to me. We can make life extraordinary. Turn out the lights, switch off the telly. We're making love extraordinary. Switch off our phones, draw closer to me. We can make life. You can make life.
presents Joey Page.
Have you seen it on the tube, this advert? £1 million Jamie.
Oh, what is that bollocks?
The job website, whoever it is saying that they spent £1 million on helping you get a job.
Well, they haven't spent £1 million on just you, have they? So it's lying already.
It's lying already. And if they had, why didn't you just give me £1 million? No one would have to go to work.
Also, that bloke in that photo is not Jamie who is getting a job. He's someone
like you.
Someone like me, some poor actor who's I'll do a photo shoot for a couple hundred quid and a rusty hand job.
What?
Every Wednesday. Joey Page. From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey. Guys, if you want to get in touch during the show, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or you can email hannah@fubarradio.com. And we've had some tweets in from some people. Loz says, finally listening to Hannah Witten live on FUBAR Radio. Maybe not 7 a.m. appropriate. Where are you? I'm trying to, like, figure out, like, where away in the world. How...
The other that's side, like, surely.
That's like 11 hours behind.
Yeah. Either that or she's tweeting from the future.
Oh, yeah. So, or 13 hours ahead. Yeah. So she could be in, like, New Zealand.
Yeah. Or she could be in the UK, but she could be in the future. That's why I was fluent. You never know.
Or that. And Jane said, Lena Norms with Hannah Witten on FUBAR Radio. This is just gonna be laughs.
Ha, ha, ha.
Joke's on you. It's very serious.
We did talk about death. We covered that quite
covered
profusely.
That.
And now we're going to cover sex, which is another serious
death and
topic.
Sex.
Serious topic. Segue.
So, Lena, why did you pick this song?
Okay, this is my favourite song about sex because it's funny.
Love funny.
Love to laugh while having sex. I think it's a funny song. And I also just like how playful it is. And it's not too serious or like romantic. It's just kind of like, I want you to show me your BlackBerry. It's like, let's turn off our phones, turn off the telly, show me your BlackBerry. And I just think it's really, it's just funny.
Yeah.
And it's just like, my favourite line is, God knows, but she gets to me. I'm Colonel Mustard with the horn in the refectory.
Have you ever had sex to this song?
I wouldn't, but I'd be open to. I'm looking for
Luke.
I'm looking for
where
a team.
Where are you, Luke?
A team. I don't know why. It makes me feel really sexy, but just because it's funny. And also, if anybody has seen Luke in Cannon Live, who's the guy who sings this?
Oh my God, his name's Luke.
Yeah, his name. Oh my God! Is it okay if I make a ship name live on radio? I'm in
love
with this man.
Both of your names begin with the same letter. So Luna.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is destiny. This is like a live love story.
Who is this guy?
Oh, he is the main singer in the band Niz Loppy. I'm pretty sure he's married though, so sorry. I know.
R.I.P.
But it's cool. But yeah, I just think it's really funny.
Can I just dip in with some updates on the tweet, on the texting?
Oh, do tell me how the cornflake fiasco is going. So cornflake gate over
so
here.
So he was like, why? Why are you asking? And I was like, because he said that apparently I took the cornflakes home with me the next morning.
Mm.
And I said, I did? I don't believe it. And I said, it came up in the studio on the radio show and I said that I would ask you. And he goes, oh my God, haha. And I was like, are you sure you don't have them? And he goes, 100%. I found it weird when you took them with you the next morning. And I said, I don't even remember that. And then he said, you were very possessive about your crunchy nut.
Hannah, I imagine that you're a very extraordinary girlfriend, but I think you're an even weirder ex-girlfriend to have. Like, so weird.
No, but I don't have the crunchy nut. Where has it gone?
Okay, can I tell you an anonymous
story?
Did
I go to another friend's house? I think I have a feeling I was filming with someone that next morning, and so I must have... It's got to be the Midnight Beast. I feel like it was the Midnight Beast I saw that morning. No.
Either that or it's a really embarrassing way of contacting your ex. It's like you've literally run out of everything to say.
No,
to like,
okay. So this is my new mission for this show, is I'm going to track down where that cornflakes is. So I'm pretty sure I went to Stefan's house the next morning to film with the Midnight Beast. So I'm going to text Stefan and be like,
and be like, where the fuck?
By the way, like 3 months ago, did I leave my cornflakes?
They're crunchy nut cornflakes. Don't tell them they're not distinctive.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do this whilst we play the next song. In the meantime, let's dissect some lyrics.
See, that's cool. Focus, Hannah.
I just really don't want to know the mystery of the cornflake, the crunchy nut cornflake. Guys, please let us know if this is just top quality radio.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool.
Also, I think, right, so I have another thing to say about this song. I don't know if I'm being too philosophical, but I think that either songs about sex are really sexy, like they're really like quite explicit and about hitting and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or they're, I don't know, they're just too romantic and they just allude to things that aren't there. Or they're just like, oh, I just want to feel you
next
like to
metaphors
me.
And
I want to, yeah, I want to feel the heat off you. But I'm just like, you just want to fuck them. It's fine.
It's fine.
But this is somewhere in between, because I like that he's like quite playful and he's like, he just like talks about how much he likes somebody's boobs. And he's just like, oh, you've got perfect, elegant boobs. Like a Da Vinci, and like, I don't know, it's just, it, I don't know, maybe this says something about me, but I think he's just like quite boyish about it.
Perfect, oh yeah, fun. Perfect, elegant boobs.
Yeah, this, he's not like, let's stay yeah. together forever. It's like, but I do like you.
That's nice. I this was my first listening of this song, so I'm not all that familiar yeah. with the lyrics. I'm just having a look at them now.
Yeah, but I think as well, it's like, turn out the light, switch off the telly. Have you ever had somebody fiddling with their technology while you're getting sexy?
Like, a phone has rung.
Yeah.
During, but I feel like...
That just reminds me of Bridget Jones when it's like, Bridget Jones yes, here yeah. with a very...
bad man between her thighs. Yeah. Quick, Mom!
Yeah, does that ever annoy you?
I love Bridget Jones. I mean, sometimes I feel like the sex session starts like as soon as you get home, and so you don't even think about turning phones off or yeah. putting them on silent or anything. So if a phone,
you're in the moment.
So if a phone goes off, it's like, it's quite funny. And actually I prefer it if someone goes and grabs the phone and then puts it on silent and then carries on, because otherwise a phone's going to be ringing again. For a good 30 seconds, and that's just really annoying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, unless you set your ringtone to something quite sexy and it doesn't have to spoil the mood.
Yeah, but then that's just being...
Like, you just make the ringtone this. And you wouldn't even notice. It'd be fine.
You wouldn't even notice.
Plan for it.
But then what if you're in just, like, normal situations and your phone rings?
Well, I mean, all among friends, aren't you? It's fine.
Why is it... Talk about George Galloway in this song.
I'm not really sure. Sometimes he likes to shoehorn in just, like, references that you're like, cool, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I was just wondering...
Yeah, I don't know. Nizlopis, they did the JCB song. You know, I'm Logan Five and my dad's Grizzly. He drives. So they've just got, they're really close to my heart. I love them. They're my fave.
I remember that song.
Yeah, and it's just, there's just two of them, right? And they used to go to school together in Leamington. And like, one of them plays the bass and like does beatboxing, and the other one sings. I just think there's something beautiful about that.
It's great.
Not contrived. In a world of contrived music.
I love it.
They're amazing.
Switch off our phones. Draw closer to me. We can make life extraordinary. I love it.
I love it. Yeah.
Great.
But oh well.
You ride a bike and I...
When we did Banging Book Club on stage, we were looking for songs about masturbation.
Yeah.
So I feel like you could sing this to yourself and it would, you know, it would still be sexy.
I wonder if that rule applies to any song about sex, if you just address it to yourself, if it would work.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they've been hiding in plain sight. Maybe the songs about masturbation are really just all the songs about sex.
Yeah, because that's most of the sex I have.
You know that one?
Stranger Things?
This is going down for real.
What you just sang sounded like the Stranger Things theme.
I think you've got one track mind.
What, Stranger Things?
Yeah.
It's a great show, mate. Good. It's a great show. Stranger Things shame me.
Stranger Things have been said.
Oh, great pun. I mean, it's not really a pun. Everyone's been using that one.
Yeah. All the way.
So, this next song, I'm getting, like, clearly just really lazy with my song picks for FUBAR cool. each week. But this one, I just got reminded of it recently and was just like, oh, my God. Do you remember The Streets?
Yeah.
Or Streets?
I saw them in concert. I love them.
Really?
Do you know what, though? I was surrounded by lots of boys that were younger than me who all felt the need to take their tops off. So it was a really awkward gig because there were so many people bumping into me. No people bump into you at gigs, but these people had their tops off.
It's like just skin
and I was like, guys,
sweat.
I just really like The Streets, okay?
Because I was like, oh, do I do Dry Your Eyes or do I do Fit But You Know It? But then I was listening to Fit But You Know It and I was like...
It's not okay.
It's awful. I was like, was this okay?
Maybe,
I loved this song.
Maybe even 9.5 in 4 years' time.
Like, oh my God. Wait, what year did that come out?
I mean, not long enough ago to be acceptable.
Like,
I think it's like tongue-in-cheek though, and a lot of their songs are
this
like that.
This is the thing. I was like, are they being released 2004?
I'm not trying to pull you,
even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Haven't you met that guy though?
Yeah, exactly.
Bloody Skinner.
It's like, oh, she's well up, but she knows it.
Yeah, so
no. don't
We're in like secret.
But anyway, this is the less problematic street song.
Yeah, this is like masculinity not in crisis.
I know, it's so sweet.
One single moment your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute staring straight into the ground, looking to the left slightly then looking back down. World feels like it's caved in, proper sorry frown. Please let me show you where we could only just be for us. I can change and I can grow or we could adjust. The wicked thing about us is we always have trust. We can even have an open relationship if you must. I look at her, she stares almost straight back at me, but her eyes glaze over like she's looking straight through me. Then her eyes must have closed for what seems an eternity. When they open up, she's looking down at her feet.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now, it's over.
So then I move my hand up from down by my side. It's shaking, my life is crashing before my eyes. Turn the palm of my hand up to face the skies. Touch the bottom of her chin and let out a sigh. Cause I can't imagine my life without you and me. There's things I can't imagine doing, things I can't imagine seeing. It weren't supposed to be easy, surely. Please, please, Peggy, please. She brings her hands up towards where my hands rested. She wraps her fingers round mine with the softness she's blessed with. She peels away my fingers, looks at me and then gestures by pushing my hand away to my chest from hers.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. Plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now, it's over.
And I'm just standing there. I can't say a word, because everything's just gone. I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Trying to pull her close out of bare desperation. Put my arms around her, trying to change what she's saying. Pull my head level with hers so she might engage in. Look into her eyes to make her listen again. I'm not gonna fucking just fucking leave it all now, cause you said it'd be forever and that was your vow. And you're gonna let our thing simply crash and fall down. You're well out of order now, this is well out of town. She pulls away my arms, the timely clamp round her waist. Gently pushes me back as she looks at me straight. Turns around so she's now got her back to my face. Takes one step forward, looks back, and then walks away.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now, it's over.
I know in the past I found it hard to say, telling you things but not telling straight. But the more I pull on your hand and say, the more you pull away.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. Plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now.
I freaking love that song. I freaking love that song.
It's very rare that you hear men talk about their breakups without it being about how the woman was wrong.
Unless it's Sam Smith.
For like Michael Bublé, Sam Smith, it's just like, yeah.
It's just, I love that line. I was like, I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you do, though. You really want them to know how much you're hurting. Yeah. And then for them to feel them to hurt because you're hurting.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, remember when I told you about the Eddie Redmayne Hufflepuff thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and play it now.
I'm so excited.
I have no idea if this is going to work. Please work.
This is a public service announcement.
Hey there. I'm Eddie Redmayne. And I'm a Hufflepuff. Actually, no. I'm a proud Hufflepuff. For far too long now,
Lena's
Hufflepuffs
wet.
Have been
I really am.
Victimized.
Sorry about your
they
seats, guys. The Fubar Radio. You have to replace
them. Call us beige. So we're the nice guys. But do you know what? Do you know what I see in Hufflepuffs?
Where's my beer?
I see loyalty. I see fierce friendship. So we are hardworking, we are compassionate, and at the end of the day,
yes,
we're going to do the right thing, and not because of the glory, but for the greater good, because sorry, it's naughty to swear. We do it because
it's
that's what Hufflepuff means. Be proud. Stand tall. Who are the Hufflepuffs? Cedric Diggory.
Yeah. Hannah Witten.
Right,
Lena Norms.
He's a Hufflepuff.
All
Dwayne
the Hufflepuffs
the
are hot.
Johnson is a Hufflepuff. And me, Eddie Redmayne, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Eddie!
So Hufflepuffs yes. are J.K. Rowling's favourite house, and frankly, f***.
Hannah, can we have a side book club that's called the Badger Book Club instead of Banging Book Club? It should be like books written by Hufflepuffs.
Or the main character is a Hufflepuff.
Yes, that would be acceptable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God, aren't you in love with him?
I love him so much. I was 2 feet away from him last night.
There's something so painfully private school about him, but I still think he's hot.
Yeah.
There's something so like, what have you seen, Eddie? What have you seen?
What have we seen? Dude, we're playing a game now. I forgot about that. I
just let's play the game.
I was just like, oh, Hufflepuffs and Eddie
Redmayne. Play my game.
So we're going to play Shitter Twitter.
Oh, dear.
So this is a game where we look through our Twitter drafts and we just read them out. If you have any Twitter drafts, please share them with us.
Yes.
Please, we want to see the hilarity that is in your Twitter drafts. So you can either tweet them to us at FUBAR Radio, or if you don't want to actually make your tweet public on your timeline, but you still want us to read it out, you can email hannah@fubarradio.com. And also, whilst you're at it, get in your drunk advice questions. Okay, Lena, have you got?
So it might surprise you, Hannah, because I like to just say what I think, but there are actually quite a lot of tweets I don't tweet for whatever reason. Maybe I'm insecure. Maybe I don't think they're funny enough. But here we are.
But you're the funniest person
on radio.
You know.
Maybe that's because I don't. You're funny, Hannah. Maybe I don't know enough funny people. Okay, so that's because comedians don't like me. Because I think being fun on purpose is annoying. I actually told the comedian that once. So I was like, no, well, that's just a weird job though, isn't it? Anyway, not the point.
Lena.
Back to this. So I got really excited about the whole like gender norms joke because on the Banging Book Club, I decided that my first child was going to be called Gender Norms.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it was very, very funny. So there's a few on that. So if everyone could stop trying to subvert me, that would be great. I am the norms. Get over it. Didn't tweet it though.
Glad that didn't get it.
This one's just a bit, you know, it's just a bit beige, really. Maybe beige. I'm just Hufflepuff.
No, Hufflepuffs aren't beige. That's what Eddie just told us.
Okay, so I should have tweeted this tweet. I met a brow threader today. He believed me, I didn't want them to reshape like a Big Brother contestant. And frankly, I found a unicorn.
I don't get it.
That's basically, like, I basically was just like, can you just thread my brows like normal? Like, can you just do them, but just like normal people?
Yeah, just normal
and she
brows.
Did. She didn't fuck them up. And that's really rude of me to, you know, I don't know, judge the people's eyebrows. But I was very excited about
that. I just make sure that I'm like, just tidy them up.
Yeah.
This is the shape and what I want. Just all the stray ones can fuck off. Okay. I never have many because I read out my drafts.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
On the show each week. So I only have a week to, like, get new drafts. This is one. So after last week's show, Leah and I went out for drinks and we had, like, we drank a bottle of red wine between us doing the show and then we had another bottle of red wine between us after the show. So it was like, And if you listen to that show as well, was I really horny on the show? Probably. I have a vague memory.
It happens.
And I was about to tweet when I was out with Leah. I was about to tweet this, and she was just like, "No, save it for your save it for your drafts next week." I was like, "I will."
It's becoming constructed, but I love it.
I know, it's really bad, and it just says, "Literally, my vagina is dictating my life right now."
I appreciate that so much. We can stay friends.
Should I like tweet that now?
Yeah,
I should tweet it now.
Do it,
guys.
I think it's time for our drafts to go
tweet.
Public.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear one of mine? I think it's from quite a while ago.
Okay.
I couldn't quite complete it because just basically, like, I have too many thoughts for the character count.
So
It says, "Waiting till 40 to catch all the hot divorcees who have married pretty, and now are looking for pretty funny, pretty good, pretty in." And then I didn't finish. I was like, I need another pretty.
Pretty.
It didn't work. Pretty funny.
Pretty intelligent.
Pretty intelligent.
Pretty
clever. Yeah, pretty desperate.
Pretty desperate.
They're the ones.
Really? You're going to wait for 40 until...
I just have a lot of shit to do, you know? I have to finish those two books. I have to keep living.
Well, no, I mean, like...
I have to pass my driving test. I haven't got time for a wedding.
I meant wait until 40 for the divorcees. Like, I think there's going to be a round of them coming in at 30.
Oh, right. You were going on the more sceptical route.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, that's just because...
Do you think?
There are a lot of...
God.
Well... Depends what circle you go in, and you still kind of have a bit of your Christian.
Oh yeah,
circle.
So yeah, so some of them are already into 7 or 8 year marriages.
So exactly,
like,
so
really, we're in for
any
that
minute
itch.
Now.
That
any
itch is coming,
minute,
and I'm ready with the salve.
I know one person who's like 28, 29 and divorced.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sweet pregnant.
I mean, like, what's he like?
Exactly.
I think my ideal partner would be a divorcee because they've lived out their whole like annoying wedding dream.
Another really?
Yeah.
No, I want to be someone's first wife.
You want to be the original.
OG.
The originals. Do
yeah.
you have any more tweet drafts for me? I can keep going.
I've got one more, but it's about Brexit.
Go on.
So I didn't tweet this because it was just like...
Yeah, you don't want to be like that.
Yeah.
That YouTuber.
Well, no, because I've tweeted about it before and just the replies I get when I tweet about Brexit, I'm just like, do you know what?
Are there people just like looking for Brexit tweets?
They're just people that, yeah, there are people just telling me that I'm an anti-democratic bitch and I should listen to the people. And I'm just like, fuck the people! but my tweet was, this was actually after the election, so after Donald Trump is now president-elect.
Yeah.
And I just, my draft says... Can we please cancel Brexit? We can't have the USA as our only ally. We need Europe. We need to stick together.
Oh.
I was just like so desperate. Just like, guys, they can't be our only ally right now.
That's
like,
such a tweet. It's more like a diary entry, really, isn't it? That's so sad and so honest. I also have a Trump-related one.
Okay,
mine says, and this is quite a while ago, really, but it says, I miss the days when I heard the word Trump and thought
fart.
I was going to get a really good fart story. I might tweet that now, actually. That's more relevant than ever.
A moment of silence for America. Shit.
Okay, this one was quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously I didn't think it was funny enough to finish.
Oh, but, can we finish it now? Let's finish it now.
Yeah, okay, so the start of the tweet is, every time I overheat, oh my God, my body has understood feminism and realised, and then I think I was going to talk about menopause. And I was like, oh God, because genuinely, when I overheat, I'm like, oh, thank God I'm getting into menopause. I don't need to make the decision about children or not. Is that really dark?
You're not,
am I okay, Hannah?
You're not going through menopause. You're just ill.
A lot of mine and Hannah's
take care of yourself.
Consists of me going, Hannah, am I okay? And she's like, you're fine. Continue.
But maybe that's going to ultimately lead to your death because I keep telling you you're fine and you never go to the doctors.
Hannah won't kill me.
No! You had it here first.
You knew it.
Breaking.
You knew it.
Okay, we've got some of your tweet drafts in. Da, 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 da. From, oh God, I can't open things.
Here we go.
From Erin. Erin's got a couple. Why is buying plastic cutlery so stressful for me? Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know, mate.
Yeah, and then all I ask for is a decent PJ Liguori fan fiction that doesn't include spelling or grammatical errors and a love triangle with Dan Howell. Write it yourself!
Yeah.
Just write it.
Build it and they will come.
If you can't see something that you want, then
make
it yourself.
Yeah.
And then Felix has a Twitter draft that was sitting on the toilet of a restaurant cutting my fingernails, ..
Needs more context, Felix.
How are you cutting your fingernails and tweeting at the same time, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
That's what I need to know. How? How?
Maybe he can treat the toes.
What?
Maybe. You never know. That's real talent.
But it says fingernails, not toenails. Tweeting with toes. Mm. Oh, that's who just, knows? Who that knows? Just hurts my brain.
I love it, though. I think the Twitter draft of this beautiful look into like what people don't think are good enough to say. Because do you ever have it? Well, I don't know. I think we're both quite, you know, we like to speak our minds. But like, I feel like there's lots of things that I think about saying and they just don't say. And I'm sure that my face changes around the sentence, but I'm not actually saying it aloud. So I just
trail
these weird expressions.
Trail off halfway through.
They're like,
I was going to say a thing there and then I didn't. I just changed my mind halfway through the sentence.
That's true.
I think I do that a lot as an extrovert because I think as I'm speaking.
Oh, yeah. So you stop halfway through sometimes.
I'm just like, and they're like, what? I'm like, no.
I swallowed the thought.
Didn't like where that was going. Never mind. Never the fuck mind.
I live with somebody who's very introverted and is very quiet. And he's been trying to train me into silence. It's really awkward. Sometimes I'll be like looking to say something and he'll just be like,
no, nope.
Let's try and just wait for it. And I'm like, okay. I'm away like a minute. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no.
I live with quite a quiet person as well.
Yeah.
But I like it because I'm working. But then I'm always just like, how was your day? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. How's this?
Have you ever thought about death? That's the kind of thing I think about.
You're like, no. Song time.
For all occasions. And everyone got excited about the technology. And I guess it was pretty incredible watching a missile fly down an air vent. Pretty unbelievable. But couldn't we feasibly use that same technology to shoot food at hungry people?
This one is dedicated to the suit-wearing arms dealers, to the champagne-sipping depleted uranium droppers.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone.
First in my scope is BAE Systems. Specialize in killing people from a distance. Power is a drug and they feed the addiction. Immediate deletion of people's existence. Who says what isn't legitimate resistance? To push these buttons, you don't need a brave heart. State of the art darts leave more than your face scarred. You might impress an A&R with your fake bars. Cause you probably think Rolls Royce only make cars. This is for the colonizers, turn bomb providers. Take this beef all the way back to Oppenheimer. They call it warfare, but your wars aren't fair. If they were, they'd be suicide bombers. In arms fairs, a scam for the funds. They will mangle your son. If you try to speak out, they will stamp on your tongue. To your land they will come. Till you stand up as one, it's begun.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone.
Next in my scope is Lockheed Martin. They will tell you when the bombs need blasting. Don't think, just listen to the songs, keep dancing. Do they really want us to have our own brains? Who do you think is really running Guantanamo Bay? And it might be sensitive, but I'll mention it. Who do you think's got us filling out the censuses? Who do you think is handing out the sentences? This ain't the BBC, so there's no censorship. Heard of many mercenaries getting with the clever pimp. Not a gun seller, but none's better than Eric Prince. Make money off many things, mainly it's crime. This one is dedicated to the Raytheon 9. On a scam for the funds, they will mangle your son. If you try to speak out, they will stamp on your tongue. To your land, they will come. Till you stand up as one, it's begun.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Loki, man.
It's time for Loki. The fuck you saying, mate.
What the fuck you saying?
The fuck you saying? The fuck you saying?
You can say it so many different ways. It's like a drama challenge.
What
the fuck are
you saying, mate?
Well, sorry, we're getting very drama GCSE over here. We're focusing. Focus.
Focus. Adam's back.
Hello.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Keeps in line.
Hello. Okay, so Lena, the fuck you saying, mate? Yeah. Have you heard of the YouTube channel Pronunciation Manual?
No.
Okay, good. So if you search into YouTube how to pronounce blank, then usually the first hits you'll get is a parody YouTube channel which pronounces everything wrong.
No! This explains so much stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know, between the ages of like 10 and 15, I pronounce Beyonce Bernice. Just because I'd skim Reddit.
Well,
yeah.
Pronunciation manual pronounces Beyonce Bionkadonk.
Okay, so it wasn't that far.
So you're close.
And when I was 10, the internet wasn't there. So.
So what we've done is we've got the audio files.
Okay.
Adam has the answers. We have to listen to the audio file and guess what the real word is.
Okay.
But to give you an idea of like how it sounds and stuff, this is how to pronounce pronunciation manual.
Porno. Porn. Porn cat on man anal.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I'm there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
Let's deconstruct it all.
Sure.
Let's go.
Porn cat man anal. Pronunciation manual.
You're like innuendo.
Okay. First one.
Man sandwich. Man sandwich.
I'm guessing it's not man sandwich.
Not man sandwich.
Does it begin with an M? Is it food related?
It's not food related. I'll give you the option of animal, mineral, vegetable, something else.
Animal, mineral, vegetable, concept.
Mm.
Person.
Man
celebrity.
Sandwich.
It's something else. It's not animal, mineral, or vegetable.
Oh, it's the something else?
Mm-hmm.
Concept.
Good.
What?
Good.
No, concept.
Just a something. Somewhere.
Man sandwich. Does it...
It begins with an M.
It begins with an M. Is it two words?
No, it's one word.
One word.
Man sandwich.
Man sandwich. Oh, nice. Jesus Christ. But it's difficult, the fact that it's an actual word.
M-A-N-N always makes man.
No, but it's not necessarily spelled...
If
it's not an animal,
men's... It could be men's.
Yeah?
You're like... Menstruation?
Yeah!
Oh! Teamwork. Two vaginas make a win.
Oh my god.
We did it!
Imagine if menstruation, man sandwich, though. Anyway.
I mean.
Anyway.
We could unpack that further, but I feel like it could be even too expensive for a Hannah Witten show.
Everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we got that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
I'm feeling confident.
Happy Valentine's Day, Susan.
That person is not feeling confident about saying that word.
Can we play it again?
Yes, we can.
I wasn't ready for it.
Okay, press the headphones down.
Valentine's Day, Susan.
Susan. I heard Houston at the end there.
Was it problem we have, Houston?
See, I can hear that. I can hear that.
This is the thing. When you know what it is, you're like, oh, yeah, I hear it. Houston.
It's like hearing somebody you know really well from the other side of a house, and you like, and you know the kind of things that they'd be bothered about what they'd say, so you kind of know what they'd say, but then also, I don't know.
What are you saying?
What the fuck are you saying, mate?
Animal, mineral, vegetable.
Okay, I'll give you this one. It's a day.
Day of the week. Okay, can we get one more listen?
That's long.
Three listens.
Valentine's Day.
Something about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Can you see me on Valentine's Day?
It's just Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's Valentine's
Day. Oh, it's not
Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Nice. Uh-huh. I was going like day of the week. Like, is that Wednesday? What, Tuesday? Like,
Sonntag.
What day? It's a different language. Oh my god. Okay. Nice work. Okay. We're doing good.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Deuce of flapping tunjaya flockington.
What? Did you heard that one before? No, you just read to what it actually is. Is it like Duke of Wellington or something? That's what I heard.
No. It's. Do you want a clue?
Lena, yeah. any ideas?
No.
On initial listening,
rubber clue against
it
me.
It is a TV program.
Okay. Downton Abbey. It just sounded posh, so I think Downton Abbey.
Yes.
It is! Oh my god! The accent was just
zing.
Wait, let's listen to that. Because it was just like a posh voice. Yeah. So I was like, it's gotta be.
Deuce of flapping tunjaya flockington.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. I knew it! I knew it was like posh.
There's no F in Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey!
Yeah, no, sorry.
That's the game.
I see how it is.
It just doesn't make sense. Okay, next one.
Kilt tour tenoris. A kilt mtor tenoris.
Scotland.
Nope.
Just heard kilt.
Kilt, torn, tenoris.
Wimbledon.
Begins with a K, probably.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. No. Doesn't begin with a K.
Is it one word or two words?
It is one word. It's one word.
Tenuous.
Kilt.
And it is a part of your anatomy.
I knew it because I heard like knees.
Kilt. Can you just play it again?
Kilt and tenuous.
Kilt tor tenoris. A kilt tor tenoris.
Tendons. Kilt. You wear that around your waist.
Yeah.
Hips.
No, it's not nothing to do with
Achilles
kilt.
Heel. That's not really a part of your body, but it could be.
Oh no, that's your Achilles heel.
Kilter. He's saying a kilt.
Kiltor tenoris.
Kiltor.
It doesn't sound like that at all.
It's the first bit does.
A kiltor. A kiltor shoulder.
Nope.
I feel like this game is really fun,
boobs.
But then it can feel like you're in a really long car journey when you're like, begins with an A!
And everyone's like, oh.
Like, where are we even going?
A kilt.
Can we play the counting post boxes game instead? Do you ever play that?
What's that
in
one?
In a car.
You just count post boxes.
Doesn't matter.
Oh my god.
A kilt on. Can you tell they don't like losing? So when I don't know the answer,
so it's a body part.
It's a body part.
Is it a external body part or is it an organ? Is it an internal body part?
Now.
Pancreas.
No, it's internal. I'm gay, so I don't know what the fuck this is.
Oh, is it? Is it a clitoris?
Yes.
It's like,
Gay with the clitoris.
It's with vaginas, we know that. We've read a whole book called Vagina.
Let's listen to that. Clitoris.
Kilt tor tenoris. A kilt tor tenoris.
Now I'm listening to it. It sounds like Tetris. Some men
it's been mentioned like about
like
five times so far on the show.
Kilt tor tenoris. Kilt. Right, last one. Last one. You ready?
Yeah. Wang Luo.
Penis.
No.
No.
Noir, something about noir.
Film noir.
Film noir?
Nope. And nope.
Film noir.
Fubar,
yeah. Did you submit your own?
Yeah, did
oh, we should. Shouldn't we do that? No. No, it's not fubar.
Karantana. Ta-da!
Abracadabra! Hey, presto!
Expelliarmus.
No.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Ooh.
No.
Stupefy.
We've just got an entire part of it. Yeah. Now
Aloha Mora. Lumos.
Oh, God.
Sorry. No. It's a nervous
twitch. She's got Harry Potter ads.
Let's listen to it again.
Luang Luo.
Oh, is it begin with an L?
It does begin with an L.
Luang Luo. I'm like making out with the microphone. Animal, mineral, vegetable.
Item of clothing.
Okay.
Polo neck.
Leggings.
We're just gonna
no.
Long johns.
Oh no.
Is it close though? Like
lingerie.
Yes.
Lingerie.
Become unmanageable. I'm terribly sorry.
I don't know what that. My laugh I can't even handle. Okay, guys, up next we are going to be playing Drunk Advice Live, and we're going to be live streaming on Facebook Live. So yeah. There'll be cameras on us, and you can go to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page and watch there. If you have any questions, advice that you need, help with, Lena's already drank two of her beers. She's got, there's no beer left. I only got you two. So
I'm
she's
full of spirit, don't worry.
So yeah, you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com and listen the fuck live. What are we playing the song? Okay, see you in a bit.
Ladies, you know when you speak to a guy and he takes like a week to reply, I ain't gonna lie, I'm that guy. Here's a few possible reasons why. Option one, you're a little bit boring and I don't feel like it's worth exploring. Come into your city when I'm touring, shout me then and don't bring a mouthy friend.
Option two, maybe it's me working on plans A, B, and C, but I might come free spontaneously. And when I roll up outside your door, yo, I'm expecting a private tour. Then after the week I was silent for, you send me two kiss faces the morning after the night before. So what are you trying to wake up? Mine are yours the morning after the night before. So what are you trying to wake up? Mine are yours the morning after the night before. So what are you trying to wake up? The morning after the night before. So what are you trying to wake up? Now you're messaging me in the middle of the day, all of the things that you didn't want to say, cause you want to sleep with me with open eyes, but I'm taking a mic with my slow replies. I'm not one for the talking and stuff, but your points are straightforward enough. You feel something and half hope it dies, cause you don't trust me and can't cope with lies. I read that when I was in a meeting, typical me, I forgot to reply. Forgive me, I was going over a contract, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. You reply, nah, that's not gonna fly, it's a problem, and I ain't gonna lie, I apologize. Let me say it to your face as a sign of respect. You know the weakness I'm trying to detect. Lips on your legs, your spine and your neck. Gonna have more than a minor effect. Let me give it to you live and direct. What you trying to protect? Just pick up my call and answer it like you're sure. There'll be plenty of time to reflect. The morning after the night before. So are you trying to wake up? Mine are yours. The morning after the night before. So are you trying to wake up? The night before, so we tryna wake up. Don't fight the force inside your walls, behind the doors. Yeah, mine and yours, I have yours. The morning after the night before, so we tryna wake up. Don't fight the force in your spinal cord, in your spinal cord. Mine and yours, I have all. The morning after the night before, so we tryna wake up. Don't fight the force inside your walls, behind the doors. Yeah, mine and yours, I have all. The morning after the night before, so we tryna wake up. Don't fight the force in your spinal cord, in your spinal cord. Hey, mine and yours. Trying to wake up.
FUBAR Radio presents
Joey Page.
Have you seen it on the tube, this advert? £1 million Jamie.
Oh, what is that bollocks?
The job website, whoever it is saying that they spent £1 million on helping you get a job.
Well, they haven't spent £1 million on just you, have they? So it's lying already.
It's lying already. And if they had, why don't you just give me £1 million? No one have to go to work.
Also, that bloke in that photo is not Jamie who is getting a job. He's someone
like you.
Someone like me. Some poor actor who's I'll do a photo shoot for a couple hundred quid and a rusty hand job.
What?
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 1pm on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Drunk Advice Live!
Yeah.
You can tune in on FUBAR Radio Facebook page, because we're live, and you can actually see the mess that we're just, like, sat in. We finished
We finished that food.
Wait, there's still some
drunk
of these
sugar.
Left. Some Doritos.
Got all of it.
ASMR is like, some beer... Some sweets.
Some tissue paper from when I spilt beer all over the counter.
Something for the Facebook Live watchers and the radio listeners.
So visual.
Do you want one of these?
Yeah, pass on over.
Oh,
I love a bit of sugar.
Sugar's falling everywhere.
I feel like when I'm drunk at parties, I make loads of friends, but when I have loads of sugar, I tend to repel everyone. I'm farting myself.
You're farting. Farting myself.
But I did just go to the loo before this, and they had to promise your producer that it was a poo and not a wee, and I would be back.
You mean a wee and not a poo?
Sorry, yeah.
That. Anyway, there are three rules to drunk advice.
Okay.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. I'm fine.
I mean, I'm an alcoholic, so I've had two beers and I feel like normal.
Normal, you're just the same. You're just the same. I feel fine. Rule number two, have a friend with you. It's Lena Norms.
We're friends.
We're friends, I guess.
We're friends on Facebook.
That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
You're both chewing.
I know, it's really bad.
I love it. What, is it bad or is it good? You tell us.
Professional radio. And rule number three, don't take our advice.
Yeah, very important. That's the one you should follow.
If we're a drunk or in the spirit of drunk, still just don't bother.
Yeah,
do not bother. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready? You ready? Yeah. There's so many questions. Where do we start? Oh my God!
Everyone's so lost in this world. Everyone
can
needs
you
us.
See any that stand out to you? Is this the
this
same
is a long one?
That's a long one.
Harry, summarize it. Also, fellow Hannah here. Should we try this one?
Where? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Hannah and Lena.
Hi.
A guy at work asked me out and I initially said no, but now I think I'm beginning to regret it. Oh, any advice as to how to rebuild the friendship so we can maybe get back to the asking out place? Here's the thing, mate. Be like, hey, remember when you asked me out and I said no? Well, actually, I think I like you now, so can I would like to ask you out.
That is so hot.
I know.
You should do that. Like, I think also, like, the hottest thing you can do for me is, like, just admit you're wrong. Like, oh, the ability to admit you're wrong. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Do you know what,
what's
Hannah? Do you know what, fellow Hannah? I'm in the same situation as you right now.
Yeah.
There was a guy I dated about a year ago who is probably the most attractive person I've ever met.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we've been texting again recently, and I saw him very briefly for, like, 20 minutes the other day because I was in his workplace.
Yeah.
Not in a stalkery way. I just go to his workplace a lot. And what happened? Oh, he was just hot. He was just...
What happened? Nothing. I was just stunned by his immense beauty and pure masculine form.
Anyway, no, he's going away. Yeah. He's like on holiday and not back for ages.
Yeah.
But we said we'd go out for drinks when he gets back. So I think it's just kind of like, do that, like ask them out. Like
both
I was
Hannah's.
Just like, hey, I said to him, I texted him, I was like, oh, it was really good to see you the other day. Like when you're back from holiday, do you want to go out for a drink? And he was like, yes.
There you go. That's how you get your yes.
Yeah.
You don't need to. And also I think that if he's a good guy and he's somebody you want to date and you've told him you don't want to date and you want to be friends, then if you start just crawling back in as friends, he's going to completely just like put you in that, like in his head, he'll just be like, no, she doesn't want to be with me. I'm going to, he won't be thinking about you like that. If he's a good guy,
if he's not a good guy, then
he'll be like, hey.
You already rejected him.
You withdrew your consent.
So you rejected him. So if he's a decent guy, he's not going to try again.
Yeah.
So if he's not trying again because he respects your no, then that's all the more reason for you to go and ask him.
If he's
him
somebody
out.
You want to date, then you're going to have to date him now. Sorry.
You're going to have to date him. Go date him.
Consequences.
Go do the dating. You're welcome,
next
Hannah.
One.
I was also giving
good
myself
luck,
that
Hannah.
Advice. Are you reading this one? You read one. I'm about to burp, so I need you to read one.
Martin Wall. Did you hear that from afar? Like a walrus. Martin Wall.
Wait, maybe we shouldn't read out people's full names, Lena.
Oh, sorry. Martin. I mean, Martina. I mean, George says, so I'm not really good at radio. Sorry, Martin. I mean, George. I have fallen in love with my BFF who does not feel the same way. We've slept in the past. I mean, slept together, I guess. Not just, like,
yeah,
slept. It's like, we've all slept.
We've all slept with our BFFs. Let's be real.
So he's in love with his BFF, doesn't feel the same way. How sure are you that they don't feel the same way?
That's the thing. Have you asked them? Have you asked them, George? George?
Yeah, and I think also, like, closeness can be expressed in loads of different ways, and it might be hard to see the difference. And if you, so I would really, like, very closely inspect the difference and see if that is genuinely what you feel or if it's just, like, a kind of... You know?
I have that. Because I'm straight. I don't get confused like that around my female friends that I'm really close to. But some of my male... If I have a male friend who I, like, love dearly...
Yeah.
And I find them attractive...
Then you're like, this must spell relationship!
I'm just like... Not relationship. I'm like, we should just have sex.
That's the only logical... We should just have sex. But don't you also think there's something in between that where it's like, I feel like there's people that I've met, that I've dated, that I'm like, there's no other way we could have been with each other. Like, there was just this magnet between us and we just had to, like, touch each other. Mm-hmm. Whereas people that I think you're friends with, you don't have that magnetic, like, oh, it's so obvious that
you
we should be having sex right now.
Off.
And it depends if you want that or not, but that's what I want. So I think that sometimes there's people that I'm friends with, I'm like, yeah, I think you're really hot and I love you, but, like, we haven't jumped on each other, so maybe we never will.
Maybe you never will.
It's not the answer you wanted, George.
See, this is this thing about the connection thing and the whole, like, oh, never will. I think this is why, for some reason, I'm just, like, going through all of my exes.
Yeah.
And just being like...
You again? Yeah.
Yeah, we had that. We can have
another
that
another time. Yeah, just recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Exactly.
But yeah. I think, so we've both been talking a lot about When Harry Met Sally. And like, oh, I've, do you know what? I really obsessively watched that one because it's just a great film.
Great film.
It's Nora Ephron, isn't it? But it's amazing. But it's like, why aren't you jumping on each other? Like, why is this? Why isn't it obvious to them?
Oh God, the sexual tension just like right from the beginning.
Yeah, I suppose. But I'm still like, come on, guys.
No, but they're both too proud. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Anyway, good luck, George. I'll tell you how it goes.
Here we go. How do I stop books getting dirty / bent whilst travelling? Here's the thing. No idea, because I do that and I don't mind it.
So me and Hannah have a really intelligent friend from the Netherlands, Sana. She is just a little bit better at life than me in most things. And I try and improve as much as possible.
All
she's
of
one
her
step
books
ahead.
Are pristine.
Do you know what she does? She has a fabric tote bag that has like a drawstring at the top, and she carries all of her books in that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I do it.
Sana also has a video. By bent, do you mean cracked spine?
Yeah.
Because all my, like, if something's been
cracked,
red,
spines.
It's cracked spine.
Cracked him.
But Sana has a whole video on like how to not crack a spine, even if it's a massive
She's
book.
Great. Books and Quills on YouTube.
Yeah, Books and Quills on YouTube. So just to...
She'll solve it. We can't.
We're
two very grubby individuals.
We are not... Wait, you still have my copy of Vagina.
I know,
my
sorry.
Dirty Vagina.
She left her copy of Vagina at my house, and then I text her like literally 6 months later to be like, I found your vagina! And she knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I found it. It's good.
It's got my... marginalia in it.
Oh, I could sell it on eBay.
There was definitely some marginalia in there that I wrote drunk on a tube because I was out drinking, and then I got the tube home and I was a bit drunk, and I'm like reading on the tube, and I like,
you're like, well, I have to make notes.
Scribbled all over it, like,
I'm sure they're really poignant.
The vagina thoughts and opinions.
Oh, I'm getting hungry
anyway,
now.
But since listening to Witch Please, I've like, I really appreciate marginalia.
That is the podcast of the future and the present of the past.
Where are you up to on it?
I've listened to everything.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. I've got one more episode of them discussing the Deathly Hallows book. Because you know how they split that into three episodes?
That's excellent.
So then I've got Deathly Hallows film. And then basically everything from there. Do they discuss Cursed Child?
Yes.
And I'm guessing they'll be discussing
the
Fantastic Beasts.
They also attend a live reading of The Cursed Child. Because obviously
The Cursed
Child.
What
did I say?
You said The Cursed Child.
The Cursed Child. The Cursed.
Can we get tickets?
Too much
Can we queue up one day really early? And
yeah, because I've got tickets for October next year.
I don't have any tickets.
Oh, we'll have to. We'll do it. We're famous. Why can't we... Guys,
they don't need us. They don't need us. But if anyone knows how we can get tickets without selling us,
I mean, we have other things to sell.
I've got money. I can pay you for the ticket.
But yeah, if anyone's looking for new podcasts, Witch Please is definitely my favourite. Amazing.
It's the only one I listen to.
Amazing.
Here we go. Next question.
Okay, yeah, go.
On the Harry Potter theme. This is all in all caps, so I'm going to shout it.
It's very urgent.
It's 15 years since the Philosopher's Stone film. How do I handle this? I'm dying. Help me. Rosie.
Rosie, drunk. Is this Rose from Rosie and Rosie? It sounds like something they do.
I don't know. It could be Rosie. Rosie who, her Twitter handle is Jack Howard. Could be that Rosie. She's really cool.
Jack Howard. Definitely following
that's how
that.
I say it in my head.
It's 15 years since the Philosopher's Stone. That's okay. Like, time passes, things happen, you grow. And I think there's also a moral superiority that, like, people that were born in the 70s and 80s want to feel about things that we like by saying that, you know, I saw it first. I was around then. It's deeper in my soul. So you'll always own it. It'll still be part of you. And you can lord it over other people who are younger
than us. I think
she
just wanted us to freak out with her. Didn't
think okay, sorry. There you go. Was that good? Do you feel validated, Rosie? Yeah, we all know. We're getting older. Don't I know it? Some of my friends are going grey. You ever thought about death? Theme. Loop theme.
This is the theme of the show is death and my cornflakes.
She did say I am dying.
She did.
I got some potions for that. Don't worry about it. We'll go to Herbology and sort you out.
Okay, Harry. I think we're good. Well, I think we can come back to Harry's long message. Although I'm sorry that we're using your name, but we'll come back to.
I mean, like Harry.
Anyone's
like,
called Harry.
Your name isn't Inez, is it? You'll be fine.
Okay, in a bit.
Come in. Come in. Come in to my world. I've got to show. 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 Come into my bed. I
world I've got to show you. Come into my bed, I've got to know you. I have dreams of orca whales and downs, but I wake up in fear. You will never be mine, you will never be mine, dear, will never be mine, dear friend. Ba-da-da-dum-ba-dum, dear friend. Ba-da-da-dum-ba-dum, dear friend. Ba-da-da-dum-ba-dum, dear friend. Ba-da-da-dum-ba-dum.
I've still got Christmas motif.
We've been attempting to do a harmony that whole of the song. I don't think we wanted it.
Such a great song there. Okay.
Friend.
Drunk advice continued.
Let's do it.
Do you want to read this one out?
Okay, Harry. Harry got a lot to say, but I'm going to read it out live, so it's cool. Okay, so basically, what happened was I hooked up with an ex for casual sex. Mm. We had an amazing time. I mean, some of the best sex ever.
I've heard that the best sex is with exes, but I've never done it.
That's why sex is an ex.
Okay, carry on.
You're like, okay, no. We have barely messaged since the occasional hello and how are you, but nothing more. Now cut to three... Oh, it's getting cinematic now. Cut 3 weeks later. My mate texts me saying the same guy has messaged him on a date app looking for sex. Oh, no! I know that it was just for sex, but I don't know how I feel. I told my mate to go for it and have a good time with him. But the back of my mind, I'm like, no, I'm not okay with this. What should I do, Harry?
This is the thing, if you're gay, right? Man. Is that your exes are going to date your exes and your friends are going to date your exes because everyone's just...
connected.
Everyone's connected by semen.
Yeah.
Okay, Harry.
I think as well, like, because...
What you should have done, but obviously you can't... What you can't do, because you didn't do it, was you should have just told your friends that you weren't okay with it.
I do, yeah. I've done that. I've gone, look, I know that I'm over him and it was the thing, but, like, could you just not? And then they're always like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, yeah, sweet. Sorry.
If they're your friends, they would have respected that, but now it's too late because you've already given them permission, so you can't actually be mad at him because you gave him permission. You said it was cool.
And, like, it's also the best sex ever. But that doesn't mean that, like, he doesn't deserve some sex. And you deserve some sex. That's
you deserve
cool.
some sex from some other people, maybe. Because now, think about it, your ex has slept with your friend.
Yeah.
So, like, both are off limits now.
And like, I think as well, like, so I feel like I'm a broken record, but I love talking about this fact of, like, relationships are always talked about very differently from friendships. And I was, like, picking the stuff out of her teeth, and then remember she was on the camera, I was like...
Just gave the cameras a nod.
So if Hannah has other friends, which she does, so many others, I'm not like, Hannah has a friendship with somebody else, and that means that she's not as much friends with me. Like, if it's just sex, he can have sex with you again. That's cool. Like, it doesn't mean that you're, you know...
This is true.
It doesn't mean that it's off the cards, and also doesn't mean that you were bad, or it doesn't mean it didn't mean anything. It's just like...
But also the fact that you're not okay with it, is it because... are you not okay with the idea of your ex sleeping with your friend or sleeping with anyone? Do you still have feelings for the ex? I think there are a few things you need to confront here, Harry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Harry needs to think deeper. It's cool. But yeah, also just friends, you know, and friends don't want to hurt friends. I think if you just tell your friend, it'll be fine. I mean, it might be too late now.
Might be too late.
Don't do it again.
Has it happened? Has the sex happened?
Honesty is the best policy. Always.
That's such a Hufflepuff thing to say. Last week, with Leah, we were talking about cheating, and she was like, well... And I was like,
I mean,
and then I thought honesty was the best policy. She was like, well...
What house is she?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Well, clearly
but
not
it was,
Hufflepuff.
It was interesting, because we were having like proper discussions about...
No puff.
About cheating and whether you should lie or whatever. Anyway... Question. Okay. Fake name to remain secret for this person.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, but don't use that name. Okay. They've actually...
You know when someone says don't, you're like, don't. My friend is one of those people who confesses...
Don't say any name. Don't use any name.
It's like the drinking game where it's like, don't use names and don't drink with your left hand. My friend is one of those people who confesses their life on Facebook every single day with commas in between it. Super annoying, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. We get on so well and she's not annoying in real life, so I don't know what to do. Help me, girls. Blankety blank name.
Blankety blank blank blank.
Hashtag censorship.
Mute.
I mean, like, mute is it them. Like, mute how them. Annoying mute are they? Do you really care? Like, get over it. I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like there's lots of people that I know in my real life who don't really, aren't really into YouTube or Twitter. And they're like, oh, I should follow you on Twitter. And I'm like, maybe don't. I'm probably annoying on there for you. Like, lots of people turn up to Twitter to, like, look at me tweeting videos of me putting books in the bin and stuff. But
yeah!
Or like oversharing about my period. It's just not for everybody. What do you think, Hannah?
I think be their friend, but just mute them so you don't have to see their posts. And then you're not getting like worked up and annoyed, and you can just enjoy their company when you see them.
Yeah. The nice people at Facebook HQ have already thought
about Facebook
this.
Is fake book.
Yeah. Oh, deep.
I did a thing.
Yeah, you did. It's good.
I feel like we need a Crunchy Nut Cornflakes update. Because it's like,
oh yeah, sorry.
Because it's almost the,
do tell me
it's almost the end of the show.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think I left the Crunchy Nut Cornflakes in Stefan's house. Okay. Stefan from the Midnight Beast.
Has Stefan told you?
No, I've texted Stefan. He has not.
I bet he's eaten them. Stefan's fully in the cornflakes.
This was 3 months ago. This was August. Beans. This was August. So it was August 3 months ago. Yeah, let's pretend.
But now
it is.
You've started a conversation with your ex, so that's exciting.
Ha!
Well done.
Ha! About cornflakes.
Yeah.
I genuinely think we're becoming friends.
Okay.
It's quite exciting.
That's good.
Anyway, so I've texted Stefan, not heard back.
That.
But if anyone is curious about the cornflakes thing, then I can always update Twitter when I find out. the ex, however, what did I say? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I said, I think I left them at Stefan's house. And I said, I think I filmed with them that morning. And he said, oh, yeah, you did. You did go to... He was like, I remember you did go to their house after you left that morning. And then he said, I bet it ends up with you having left them on the train or in an Uber.
Well,
that's what he thinks of me.
That's fine. That's a take home. That's cool.
So this is where we're at, guys.
So basically, an Uber driver has eaten Hannah's cornflakes.
There are three outcomes that I can see. Okay. Right, one.
I feel like we're in a detective film, and you're all like putting pins on a board. Like, okay, option one.
No, hear me out. Okay, stop it. Stop mocking me. Right. Okay, one. I left it at Stefan's house. There were four options.
Oh my god.
There are four scenarios. Left the cornflakes at Stefan's house and Stefan did whatever with them, like ate them, threw them away, whatever. Or left them on the train or in an Uber.
Yeah.
That's also a possibility.
Yeah.
My ex still has them. he's actually lying.
And he's wanking into them as
they speak. They are definitely, I can see them now. I put them on top of his fridge. They're there. That is another option. I'm not ruling that one out just yet. Okay. I don't believe him. The other one is that I somehow managed to get them back to my house and I don't remember it, and they somehow, like, one of my housemates has eaten them, or like they've gone missing somehow.
Plot twist. Yeah. Hannah has the fucking cornflakes.
I have the fucking cornflakes.
Oh my god. It's like bathos.
So those are the four potential.
How are we going to know how this ends, Hannah? You're going to
follow
me
on Twitter.
Just tell, yeah, I'll say in the next episode.
Yeah.
What's happened.
Yeah.
So you want to hear, and I'm glad that you're back in touch with your ex because of this scenario.
Yeah, well,
that
like,
frankly would seem constructive if it was my ex. I'd be like,
you would
sure.
have like faked it.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, your cornflakes are missed. Do you know what, my friend, she ran over a cat about 2 weeks ago
and texted her ex about it.
Yeah, and then she hadn't contacted her ex about 6 months and then rang him crying. Like, I ran over a cat. I mean, so that's also a bit contrived, you know? So I'd be a bit like, sure, you ran over a cat.
Yeah, but you like the crying though.
I know.
The crying, who that's knows, hard to control.
Yeah, so I think maybe yours is a little bit, you know, a bit more subtle. I like it.
Just like, mate, do you have my cornflakes? I wonder what he was thinking.
It's not even
when
like
I texted
an actual
object,
it's not like socks or a dress or a DVD. I'm
trying to think if I've left anything shop. Else at his house. My dignity.
Your dignity.
My heart, my soul.
Hope for the future generation.
No, but for real, happiness got left.
Tiny future Hannah Whittons that will never happen.
Oh my god, no.
Oh my god, no.
Oh my god, No.
Oh, well.
Everyone buy my book.
I'm sure there's lots of publishers like having a really intricate sales and marketing meeting about like how they're going to market Hannah's book. And Hannah's like, I've got it sorted. Goes, buy my book!
Buy my book!
Buy my book!
This Cornflake X that we're talking about here,
he pre-ordered your book.
I don't know, but he broke up with me halfway through writing it. So there's like a whole section on him.
He just wanted to be famous. I see it. Yeah.
Anyway.
You just want your moment.
Thanks, Lena, for coming on my show tonight.
No problem. And I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. And thanks, everyone, for listening. What are you doing now?
What am I doing now?
Yeah.
I'm just going to... I just let the wind take me.
Sure.
You know?
I've got to get a train to Birmingham.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why are you going there?
I'm speaking... I'm doing a keynote speech tomorrow morning. I just finished my presentation just before I came here. I'm really prepared, professional, hire me for events. And bye, book!
Bye. Buy the book.
Bye. Thank you guys for listening. If you are just tuned in at the end or you want to re-listen, you can listen again at fubarradio.com/shows/Hannah-Witten. And you can download it. And it's also available as a podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Woo! Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week, guys. Or hear you next week. Or what do you say? Anyway. Good night!
Catch you on the flip side.
Motherfucker!
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Another ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask. What made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Taking money from the church, he stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, though you know we wish we could.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.